The 442nd was fighting in Italy in 1944. And in August of 1944, we made the invasion of southern France. And we were now with the 36th Division. So it took a long time for the 36th Division to get organized and move from Italy to make the invasion of France. So Normandy was in June, and we didn't invade till August, so that by that time, the German forces in southern France had been mostly shipped to the Normandy region because of that huge invasion going on up there. So we didn't encounter very much resistance. There were some. We had a few battles. We had to battle our way on the beaches coming into France. But then there was a long stretch in which the Air Force took over, wiped out the German tanks and trucks and so forth, and we had pretty easy going, and we could take right on trucks and go up into the northern part of France. So by October of 1944, we were up near about 50 miles from the German border, approaching a town called Bruyères. And this is a very important city because the rail line from Germany to Eastern to the Western Front ran right through Bruyères, and the Germans were protecting it at all costs because that was their lifeline to the Western Front. Well, we were assigned to capture that city and take over the railroad. Well, we came in over the mountains, over the city of Bruyères, and use of artillery, air force, whatever we had to get into the town. And it was a series of small hills we had to conquer. The Germans were entrenched in every one of those. And it took us about 8 to 10 days, actually, to clear Bruyères and the valley beyond where the railroad track was running. So it was about a 10-day battle, a long time to be in the front line. And finally, we were taken off and able to get showers, change of clothes, hot food, and just reorganized. When about a day and a half, we got the call to gear up that we had to go up again.